Sharon and I served for about 9 months in the country of India, and to see your all see your presentation just brought back memories for us. And I know a lot of your supporting churches pray for you. I know a lot of our supporting churches pray for us. Having been here for a year, I know this church prays for its missionaries, and they pray for you. And we need to pray for them. We need to pray that God would put a hedge of protection around them and keep them safe from accidents, illnesses, from the enemy of their soul. And we just need to pray that God would give them wisdom and discernment. And there are times when I understand we as missionaries, we get scared. And as men, and when you're in a country where you just do not know where to go or what you can do, and quite frankly, I'm not trying to shed a bad light on the whole country of India, but a lot of it, if you go to get some kind of medical help, it could kill you. And I could give you some examples of that, not personally to us, but to some dear friends of ours and one of our students that we were teaching in a Bible college over there, just to get medical treatment. It wasn't serious, but it just about took their lives. So pray for Sean and Suzanne. Okay, do you have any questions for us? I know that we've been around a lot here, and we've answered a lot of your questions already, but Becky, did you have something? Yeah, good question. We're at about, we like about $200, $300-some dollars to be full support. And our mission agency has told us that it's okay for us to go ahead and move to Utah. So we're going to do that in January, Lord willing. Try to get established there, find a place to live. But they really do not want us to begin the ministry at UVU until we have that full support. And one reason for that is that sometimes as missionaries, and you can understand this, I think, we get excited, we're there, we want to get involved in the ministry, and then the next thing you know, this financial need is there, sometimes gets bigger. And quite frankly, we have supporters that, some individual supporters that will not be with us for a long time, will not be with us forever. And so when they pass from this life, then we're going to have some support needs there. So we need to be at 100% or close to that and really begin the work there. So, but the mission agency, and we all know that we trust God. God will provide financially for us. But that's about where we are, Becky. So we may have that support level met before we get to Utah or be able to try to finish it when we get out there. Oh, Christian, I'm sorry. Christian, go ahead. I'm glad you asked that question. the missionaries there, church planters starting or with Baptist Mid-Missions, have been praying for years that they would have some help or some doors open for them to get to some of the campuses there in Utah. They had already tried ministries at Brigham Young University. They were able to get on the campus, start Bible studies with the students, but they were not able to keep that ministry going. Brigham Young is a Mormon school, and it's very, very difficult to have any kind of a Bible presence on that campus. The students are told that if they turn to another religion and turn away from Mormonism, then they will be kicked out of school and their whole program, everything is lost. That's just how serious it is for them. I didn't even know that going into this at first. So that's how serious it is at BYU. There's another school, Utah University in Salt Lake City. That was another school that the missionaries were thinking about. But for some reason, I guess just how God has led them, Utah Valley has just been on their hearts. And so that has just become our focus. And then a year and a half ago, we were able to actually go to the campus there and see if we could get a club going, and God is opening doors for us to be able to do that. That remains to be seen. With the Mormon presence there, it will be interesting to see just how open they are. And I do know that each university kind of has its own flavor, its own, it's just, they can be different. Some are just really high-powered party schools. They're known for that, and it's just hard to reach them. You go to universities in Boulder, Colorado University and that kind of thing in Colorado, it's hard. They're just different people there. At Florida International University, it was easy, I think, there because the majority of them are from South America. So you have this Catholic background. So I think they're very open and respectful of religion and Bible and all this kind of thing. At UVU, we'll just have to see. Now, I suspect that we will face students there that are like students all over the world. They have the same issues. They have the same questions. They want answers. And we're going to meet them. They're going to be international students there, so we'll be able to meet them. I think it might be easy to minister to them. There are, from my understanding, there are young people, Mormon students, who are wanting to get out of Mormonism. So I'm interested to just see how the Lord's going to open those doors with the Mormon students. Yeah, Jeff. One church has about 6 adults in it, meeting in a conference room in a hotel. That's right there in Orm, the city that we'll be living in, or at least that's where the university is. Another church is meeting in the gymnasium of a elementary school, and it has probably 10, 15 people going there. Another church, I think, has probably around 30 to 50 going there. They have their own building. I don't know if they're a self-supporting church yet or not. That church, started by a missionary, and the one where they're meeting in the gymnasium, started by one of the missionaries, those two missionary men put together have about 80 years of ministry in Utah. They're, both of them, this would be either their 5th or 4th church plant. But that's the level of those. Now, there's a couple of other missionaries out there where they're just getting started. In fact, I don't even know if they have a place to meet yet, kind of a thing. Some other missionaries down south in Utah with another mission agency, they're doing some good works there. Not real large, but they're doing some work. And a couple of those guys I've met them, and they've said they would really like for me to help them somehow get onto the campuses in their town. So I'm looking forward to seeing how we might be able to help them as well. Yeah, think about it this way in Utah. Here in the South, where we see a Southern Baptist or a Baptist church on every corner, that would be a Mormon church there. So literally, it would be at an intersection, there would be a Mormon church here, a Mormon church here, and a Mormon church here. And they're very nice, very big churches. And one of the things that we found out was that the reason they can do that in a community is because the church will tell the Mormon families, this year, your family will be coming to this church only in the mornings, on Sunday mornings. And then your family will be going to this one for this year at Sunday nights. And then the next year, then they'll be telling them, you know, you guys will go here for, it will still be in your community, but you'll be going here Sunday morning, and you guys will be going over here Sunday night. So it's just that kind of thing, but they're everywhere. And then, of course, you have the Mormon temples. And then the Mormon temples, those are very special places. A lot of things take place there. A lot of secret things take place there. And so those are different than the churches. And those temples are all over the place.